This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back at the lovely and attractive studios here on the farm of the DJV program, the studios of Jennifer Horns, visible, lovely, the neighborhood attraction in her neighborhood is her house. All the homeless people come knocking on her door. Matter of fact, during the course of the hour, somebody in that, that's right. Victoria Keelan's in New Jersey. Her only problem is that she's in the same building with, what's-his-face? the situation. That's it. Yeah, right. Okay.
I love that.
And Kara has no problems at all.
He's on his honeymoon in Arizona right now, so we've been stalking him online.
Before he goes to jail. Isn't he going to jail for something?
Yes, for tax evasion. He's then you'll be the incarceration.
The incarceration. All right. Yep. Let's get started with some conversational things. By the way, I want you to know that I know what the leading cause of death is in America, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to let you in on a secret. The leading cause of death coming up right after Jennifer brings us something that's alive and well and living in Los Angeles. What do you have, Jen?
Well, this is actually a story from my home state of California, but as California does, so does the rest of the nation. So buckle up. California regulators are now considering a plan to charge a fee for text messaging on mobile phones. We talked about this a little bit off the air, guys, but this needs a lot of attention. It's to help support programs that make phone service accessible to the poor. This is according to the Mercury News, and it's been backed up by several sources, and the stories have gone national. It's on CNN. It's even on the BBC. They're talking about us even across the pond. The proposal is scheduled for a vote next month by the state's Public Utilities Commission. The wireless industry and business groups have been working to defeat the plan. Many people, according to the Bay Area Council, says it's a dumb idea. They think it's stupid. They say this is how conversations take place in this day and age. It's almost like saying there should be a tax on the conversations we have. Now, it's unclear how much money individual consumers would be asked to pay their wireless carrier for texting services under the proposal, but it would likely be billed as a flat surcharge. So this isn't, you couldn't even take advantage of it. You might say, well, I don't really text all that much. Doesn't matter. If you text at all, or if you want the ability to text, you would have to pay a flat fee for on your cell phone bill. Now, this is not the first tax that sits on your cell phone bill. If you've ever looked at either your home phone or your cell phone bill, Doug, I know you and I talk about this. You lament this all the time. There are taxes everywhere on that bill. This would be another
one. Taxes. Look at your bill. There are 13 fees and taxes on everybody's cell phone bill. 13. Count them. And not less than that on your regular, if you have a landline. I have a landline, Fios and stuff attached to it. Same thing.
Forget about it. Exactly. Now, the business groups who are opposing this say that this would bring in about $44.5 million a year just in the state of California, and that the proposal, in the proposal, they say they could charge us all retroactively for 5 years of messaging taxes, which could be $220 million charged to California's cell phone consumers. Now, the Public Utility Commission report proposes that this surcharge, called the Public Purpose Program, the PPP, really stinks, has climbed to $670 million in 2011, and they say that this will be the amount of money that they need to help those underprivileged people be able to afford the luxury of cellular service. This is, I don't know. I know I'm a conservative. I know I'm a Republican. I know I don't like taxes. But I think that this is one of those common sense issues that Democrats and Republicans could absolutely agree on. And that is that if you keep taxing, you're just taxing people out of being able to live. You're taxing people certainly out of California, but if the rest of the country adapts this, it's too much. It's a tax on everything now, including our conversation.
Yeah.
nuts.
Is this a tax on the plan that you have? Because, like, I have unlimited data, and a lot of people do have that, too. So does that mean every individual
tax on the total amount that you spend? Whatever the total amount is that you're going to say, pay a percentage of that to give people who haven't got any money, get a job, for God's sakes. I mean, please.
Or how about this? I mean, I guess the question is a cell phone a right for an American citizen? Excuse me, I'm getting choked up.
Right.
But is a cell phone a right for an American citizen? If you think the answer is yes, then you support the tax. If you think that a cell phone is something that you work hard to pay for and you earn, then you probably wouldn't support this tax. I don't think that people who are born in this country should be handed a cell phone coming out of the womb. Womb. I just don't, well, I don't think that.
There's a visualization for you.
Yeah. Wham!
Yeah. There you go. If you're going to tax people's text messages, then, which I don't agree with, but if you're going to do that, then why is the money going towards cell phones for the needy? Like, what? That doesn't even make sense. Like, how about using it for all of the other problems we have in this country? And I think supplying a cell phone to every single person who's...
Who the hell came up with this idea?
On the dole. I just don't get that.
Jennifer, who came up with this idea?
That's a good question.
We should target whoever it is.
I have no idea.
If it's a
it wouldn't matter, because we're incapable of, like, revolt in California. We just take everything. This will happen. They're going to meet in January, and if they don't decide to do it in January, I guarantee you within a year or two, this will happen. Absolutely.
All right, as long as we're in California, Jennifer, Pacific Gas and Electric says its equipment failed the morning of the campfire when it started. It was their fault. Workers saw fire minutes before the wildfire began. Filing to state regulators, PG&E says an employee noticed a fire near one of the company's towers just minutes before what CAL FIRE pinpointed as the start of the blaze. PG&E says it's been cooperating with the investigation, but notes that the findings in the letter are only preliminary. Come on.
These people should be hung out. This is confusing to me. So an employee of PG&E saw a fire, and then what, didn't put it out or didn't do anything, and then it spread?
Yeah, basically didn't do anything. Says, I saw the fire. Okay, so what'd you do? Ugh. 86 people are dead. 18,000 homes are burnt to a crisp because of this. The insurance commissioner in California says insurance claims from all these fires total $9 billion so far. If PG&E is found responsible, and they are, they're liable, but then the state says, Jerry Brown, don't worry, we won't let you go bankrupt. The state will step in. Of course the state will step in because they're a bunch of
freaking
morons.
But in this case, though, doesn't the state have to step in? Because who else is going to provide power and electric?
There's plenty of competition. There are a lot of people that could be power. Why should they save PG&E? There's a lot of people. It's a private company.
I'm just thinking of, like, in New York, if Con Edison was in the same situation, someone would have to step right in.
But there's no one else.
There are no other options.
There's no one. There's tons of these companies around. Yes, that's not true at all. That's what they'd have you believe because of monopoly thinking. Oh, and here's the proof of it. Here in Massachusetts, when all those homes in Andover and up on the North Shore blew up, remember that from three months ago? The gas company, Commonwealth Gas, upped the pressure, and all of a sudden, homes were blowing up all over the place. Well, the governor stepped in and brought in the competitor to straighten the mess out, so Eversource took over what Commonwealth Gas was doing. There's plenty of other companies around.
But see, not every state, though, is deregulated. Like, we just moved to New Jersey, and there is no other option. I looked into it. There is no other option except JCP&L.
But somebody come in from another state. Don't kid yourself. These companies are not. That's what they're going to try to get you to do, because all of the lobbyists for PG&E are trying to protect their bosses, protect their jobs, protect their company. They'll say, oh, nobody else can do that. Baloney! There's plenty of companies that can do that stuff. So the problem is that what regulators have done is make it a monopoly by allowing these companies to buy up all the competitors. PG&E bought up what was it? What do they call it? Cal-Ed? What's the other?
California Edison.
Mm-hmm. Right. So there's another one in California. They do the same thing. That's nonsense. These people should be hung up by the petards. Hungabunga. All right. Leading cause of death That information up after these words at 16 past the hour on the DJV Show.
It's Kohl's Super Saturday. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100. Or take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Give joy with cozy sweaters, cuddled up sheets, or a diamond ring. And get joy with Kohl's Cash. Plus, snap a free picture in-store with Santa, Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. Give joy, get joy at Kohl's. Select styles, 15 and 20% offers valid December 9th through 24th with promo code SNOWMAN. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Gifts and packages shipped with care.
So you can relax in knowing they'll soon be there.
Now at Staples, you get 15% off UPS shipping services and 15% off all shipping supplies.
Plus, Staples is open 7 days a week.
So a happy and stress-free shipping holiday to all.
And to all a good night. Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. See associate for details. Ends 12/29/18.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/today. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/today. That's 4hims.com/today for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/today.
See website for full details. Not all services through the Hims platform are available in all 50 states.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Doug Steffen, I'm nobody's butt boy. It's 19 at the hour, actually. Jennifer and Victoria, the leading cause of death in America. Yesterday or day before, whenever we were talking about this, what did you say? The answer to the question, I'm not trying to correct
you. Well,
there was
a story about loneliness being more dangerous for your health than smoking, being obese, or drinking like 15
years. Well, this beats that.
Okay.
The leading cause of death is retirement.
Oh.
Retirement is the leading cause of death in America. We all need to contribute, help others, be productive, maintain a purpose, keep working in some way. It doesn't mean you have to work at a job if you don't like it. Volunteering, but doing things actively, physically, using your brain. If you retire and you just sit in front of a television set all day long and expect to live a long, happy, healthy life, no, that isn't what happens. What happens is you die. And if that's what you want, hey, why prolong the agony? Why don't you just shoot yourself? If that's what you want, you know, that's what, take a pill or whatever. But retirement, seriously. Retirement.
There's so much wrong with what you just said.
Yeah. Take a pill. All right, we got it straightened out now. Nobody is supposed to retire. Get that. 21 after the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthur decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They
Christmas
never
music.
Let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came. Where? What's the matter?
We're like a half a second behind here.
Yeah. Oh, so bright. Won't you guide my sleigh tonight? How's that? Is that better? Dear loved him. All right, so the ladies, as usual, no respect.
Rudolph, no fun at all.
That's right. No fun. That's right. So we have a reworking. I love this part. Crank this up. This is so much fun. Music. If only we could recreate this.
Wow, I would love to go to a party with Doug this week.
Yeah, I know, right? This is the fun part of the song.
I'm going to be singing, by the way. The reason I'm going to three parties this weekend is because I'm singing at all of them.
Oh, you're a tour.
All right, so...
With your oboe, right?
Or with a group.
Gene Autry. Used to call him Gene Autry when I was a kid. He has found, we have a number of songs that are seeing a surge on the regular Billboard chart. Not the Christmas chart, but the regular music chart. This time of year, there's usually some influence, but this year it seems to be larger, longer, louder than usual. And so Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer has debuted on the Hot 100, the regular list, at number 36. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Very cool. Let's see, Autry, who died in 1998, released the track in 1949. I know you're finding it hard to believe this song goes back to 1949. Anyway, it's the first time it's ever been on. 18 million streams so far this year.
All right, when it next first up, came out, what did you think?
I was 3 years old then. I like this name.
I'm just teasing you. Go ahead.
No.
You're being a wise ass.
Did they actually have records back then?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was actually, they were powered by hamsters.
Did you have to crank something to
listen
get it to
this.
Play?
Next up.
All right, we're cartoon. Moving along.
Huh? Andy, where... I'm going to be not nice to you when I see you in a couple of weeks. Andy Williams That's the most wonderful time of the year. Enters the top 20 for the first time on this list. Number 21 last year. This year, number 16, Bobby Helms, Jingle Bell Rock, Nat King Cole's The Christmas Song. That's something that is very much a treasure. Burl Ives, Nat King Cole scored their highest Hot 100 ranks since 62 and 64. Bobby Helms continues climbing with his top charted tune. So it's all about Christmas music, boys and girls. It sure is all about Christmas music, with the exception of Bohemian Rhapsody, which now has been declared in other music news the most streamed song from the 20th century. Now that we're in the 21st century, 1.6 billion global streams. The movie probably has helped a lot in that. Fans of the movie rushing out from theaters to find the music. This single goes back to 1975, you know. Climbed up the charts following its release in November this year. Garnered not just box office success, but also acknowledgments from the film industry, Golden Globe nominations, that sort of thing. And then the tributes to Rami Malek, nominated for Best Actor in a Motion Picture, while the film itself is going to compete against Black Klansman, A Star Is Born, and others for Best Motion Picture in the drama department. So Bohemian Rhapsody getting the call big time in the world of pop music. And I think it's deserved under the circumstances. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
It's a printer wonderland.
Because right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750.
Epson EcoTank printers come with up to 2 years of ink right in the box.
That's up to 2 years worth of printed reports, proposals, and letters to Santa.
Up to 11,000 pages.
Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Ends 12/15/18. See associate for details.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Bomb threats emailed to multiple locations across the country. This triggers evacuations and sweeps of several buildings. Threats in New York, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Seattle, Miami, and Atlanta, where the Super Bowl will be in February. Email threats also being received at locations in Vancouver, Ottawa, and Toronto, Canada. USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
Dozens of bomb threats are being reported across the country at government buildings, banks, libraries, schools, and other businesses. The threats allegedly stem from a mass email where an unknown writer demands Bitcoin in exchange for safety. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
President Trump at the White House discussing his chief of staff search.
We're interviewing people now for chief of staff, yes. Five people, really good ones, mostly well-known, but terrific people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
On the DJV program, I'm Mr. Stephan Lowe, Ms. Horn, Ms. Keelan, and Ms. Schillen, here working through a number of the stories of interest, things that you'll talk about all day long. Victoria, make us proud, please.
Well, Erin Brockovich is in the news. We haven't heard much from her in a while, but her new target, you know, she always has environmental activism cases and stuff, and so her new target is Monsanto, which I think a lot of us can get behind.
Hooray! Yep.
Yeah. And so the reason for it, she was recently in Tampa Bay, Florida, and she wrote a post online saying that she watched airboats move up and down the riverbanks spraying massive amounts of weed killer onto the vegetation. And she said she looked over and nearby there were children lying out in the sun. They knew not to go into the water because they've had the toxic algae, you know, down in Florida, which we talked about a couple months ago. Yeah. And so, in an effort to kill the toxic algae, they've been spraying glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Monsanto's Roundup. Mm-hmm. And that has been around for a very long time. And so now, she's taking on Monsanto and Roundup specifically. She is going to, there's a, we talked about, I think in August, there was a jury trial in a civil trial that found Monsanto was guilty of causing the cancer of a school groundskeeper, and they awarded him $289 million. And there are roughly 8,700 similar cases against Monsanto that are in the current court system. And so she is wants everyone to know some of the things that we think are healthy for us really aren't. And the only reason is because of glyphosate and Roundup. Almonds, carrots, quinoa, soy products, vegetable oil, corn and corn oil, canola seeds that are used in canola oil, beets, beet sugar, and sweet potatoes are some of the most highly toxic foods because of the levels of glyphosate.
Well, if they've been sprayed, yes. If they haven't been sprayed, no. That's not that,
well.
That's
right. Non-organic.
Leave people with that. Yeah, exactly.
Right. No,
yeah.
But those are the foods when they test various foods. If you're not buying the organic versions of those, and in some cases, actually in most cases, if you are buying the organic version, you're still getting some glyphosate. It's not as highly concentrated because the spray, when they spray it in the air, it crosses over. So a lot of farms have crops that are some are both organic and some are not, and that's how the crossover is. Mm-hmm. And the Environmental Working Group released a new report saying that Cheerios, Quaker Old Fashioned Oats, and a list of 29 other popular breakfast foods contained what they consider to be unsafe quantities of glyphosate. So this is not going anywhere, and of course the EPA is currently lightening up on some of the restrictions, which aren't even strong enough to begin with, and they found levels of glyphosate in the bodies of people in some areas have jumped 1,300% in the past 20 years, according to the Journal of American Medical Association. So this is now Erin Brockovich's new thing. She wants to petition legislators to allow people to be able to vote in their communities to be able to control whether glyphosate is sprayed on school grounds and in playgrounds and things like that, because right now the EPA has taken that over and they have eliminated the possibility for people to control what happens on the local level in terms of weed killers. So it's not good.
Good for her. All right, a couple of other things that are happening in the food department. The road closed in a town in Germany because of a chocolate meltdown. A tank of chocolate in a factory spilled and poured onto the roadway. Quickly solidified, there were about 10 square meters of solid chocolate that had to be cleared by firefighters using shovel. And they had to melt it in order to move it. Hot water, blow torches, that kind of stuff. The Dreimeister candy factory in Germany. Chocolate emergency. Despite the heartbreaking incident, it's unlikely a chocolate-free Christmas is imminent, said the fire department.
Aww.
So there you go. Right?
One wants a chocolate-free Christmas.
No.
And for those of you who like sausage, Jimmy Dean, big sausage recall this week. The makers of Jimmy Dean's Heat and Serve original sausage links, not to be confused with the new ones, recalling 14 tons of sausage links because they have metal inside of them. Great. Jimmy Dean brand recalling 29,000 pounds of the Heat and Serve original sausage links made with pork and turkey. Got complaints from consumers, so don't throw them away. Bring them back to the store and get your money back. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that Jimmy Dean is now a Smithfield product. Jimmy Dean bought out by Smithfield, and Smithfield has been bought out by the Chinese. So you want, I'm pretty sure I'm on solid ground here. This is another example of the damn Chinese and what they do with whatever they get. So this is they came out of a plant in Tennessee. Consumers who have purchased these products shouldn't eat them. What a kind of a stupid thing. The government says, you buy the product, don't eat them. Okay, no, let's just eat them for fun. Let's see if the metal cuts up our mouth. Aye. I can't believe people are that stupid. You think people really are that stupid? Come on, honestly. Really and truly.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, whoever owns the Sara Lee Corporation owns Jimmy Dean. They sold to Sara Lee.
Nobody
in 1984.
Doesn't like Sara Lee.
Yeah.
I don't. I thought Smithfield owned them. At any rate, whatever it is, it's not.
Well, Smithfield might own Sara Lee. Perhaps
that could be.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. No, I don't think they do. Sara Lee. Well, I don't know. Some people. Kara's great at that. She loves to do that.
I don't know who owns them, but it's just not a good idea to eat sausage with metal in it.
No. Thank you. Bottom line. All right. In a moment, we're going to take a trip down. I know the ladies are going to not chuckle necessarily, but they'll come up with some way of taking a shot at me. There are a lot of people who are concerned about what's happening as the population gets older and people want to stay independent. What do they do and how does it manifest itself? We're going to help you understand that whole thing in a matter of moments here on the DJV program.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Our Constitution does not guarantee the right to break into someone's house. Yet a burglar in Bristol, Pennsylvania, thought he had that right, and a jury agreed. He broke into a home, but got locked in the garage trying to escape. With no way out and the homeowners away, he spent 8 days in that garage, surviving on a case of Pepsi and a large bag of dog food, until the homeowners returned and called police. He claimed because the garage door opener didn't work, he had suffered undue mental anguish and sued the homeowner's insurance company. Shockingly, the jury sided with him and made the insurance company pay him $500,000 for his ordeal. We should all look through the lens of liberty and remember the importance of personal responsibility, especially before we serve on juries.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
If you've got computer problems, you have big problems. Is your computer frozen? Is it loaded with viruses? How about the infamous blue screen? Or maybe it doesn't even turn on at all. You need the computer experts right now at the PC Support Hotline. Any computer, anywhere, anytime. 24 hours a day, you can call us and we'll fix it guaranteed or you pay nothing. Everything is done remotely over the phone. You don't even have to lug your computer or laptop anywhere. Just call now and one of the world's best tech support agents will dial into your computer and fix it guaranteed. Don't go through the expense of replacing your computer or the time-saving torture of replacing software or lost files. Call right now and we'll fix your computer guaranteed or you pay nothing.
800-707-1788. 800-707-1788. 800-707-1788. That's 800-707-1788.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour now. So there are a lot of people. This time of year, there's a thing about people and what the future holds. And as you get older, you start thinking, well, can I do this? Can I be Some people don't have family, so they're on their own, and they may need some things, but then because they want to be independent, they don't ask for things, ask for help, et cetera, et cetera. So I've invited Lee Lindquist, who is chief of geriatrics at Northwestern University Medicine, to talk about adults who are increasingly coming, well, they have needs, but they don't want to ask for help, basically, Dr. Lindquist. Isn't that really the problem?
That's true. And as a geriatrician here at Northwestern Medicine, I see so many seniors that would benefit from help in their own home, but then they're very stubborn at times or they don't really want to accept it. And so we did a study where we asked seniors, you know, why are you not accepting help? Because when you talk to people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, most folks would be like, yeah, I'll take somebody doing my cooking. I'd love to have somebody doing my cleaning. But it's interesting when you get in your 70s, 80s, there's this thought process that I'm accepting help because I'm unable to do it myself. And so we discussed why they, you know, why do people refuse help? And it's this inability to do things. But then on the flip side, we asked them, you know, well, how do you overcome this? Because so many people think that if I refuse help in the home, I'm going to stay in my own home longer. And that's actually the opposite. The willingness to accept help in the home is going to enable you to stay in your own home longer. Because no senior wants to go to a nursing home. And so things that we talked about was this idea of, you know, overcoming the initial ask, where the first time you ask for help, it's very hard to do. But then also we heard from them that it's more of a worryment that I'm going to be less independent if I accept help. And people said, you know what, everyone is dependent on somebody, so it's more about being interdependent. And my favorite response that we got from seniors was that if I accept help, it's going to give that person joy because I receive so much joy when I help somebody. And so that's one way that we're trying to help seniors get help in the home is by enabling their families to talk with them and kind of encourage them to accept help when they need it.
I remember when my father got older in his late 80s, he said to me, he said, I want you to promise me that you will never put me in a nursing home. And I promised him and then didn't deliver on that because he had a stroke and couldn't be cared for at home. And I'm not suggesting that's not what we're really talking about here, but it was the reason I tell the story is because it's indicative of seniors. They get older and they still want to be home. They want to be on their own. And that's a good way for you to live longer as long as you can do it. But if you can't do it, then you need to know that support is there and that you ought to ask for support. That's basically what the study is telling us, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's interesting that you mentioned the promise because my parents have asked me for that same promise. And it's kind of a hard one to deliver because you don't know what their medical needs are going to be down the road.
Right.
So that's why we built a website here at Northwestern Medicine that's free to use, publicly available, and it helps people communicate what they would want in the future if they have a hospitalization or a stroke, you know. And so there can be real communication about what would be needed and something like that would happen.
Mm-hmm. So how much, just out of curiosity, there is a bit more of home-based care. I know some friends of mine my age who have their parents living at home with them and they're taking care of them. Is that because the parents have recognized, the families recognize?
Yeah. Exactly. In Northwestern Medicine, we actually have a home care program that the physicians do house calls. So I think that's the newest kind of return to the past, but it's the newest thing that's kind of being pushed now is this idea that it's good to take care of people in their homes, and we can now deliver medical care in the home.
Well, it's so expensive to do it out of the home as well, so that's another one of the considerations, it seems. But being with your family's got to be better for you in the long run, as long as you get along with your family, as long as you love your family. Dr. Lee Lindquist from Northwestern Medicine here with the results of that study. Thank you, Doctor.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Three past the hour, DJV program. Rena DeSisto is here from the Bank of America. We're going to focus on the arts programs that are important, the things the Bank of America sort of avails itself of, or puts itself, wraps itself around, if you will. There's a program that Bank of America sponsors on museums. Let's start with that. Rena, how does that program work? What have you done to support arts and culture?
Well, we have a very large program supporting arts and culture. I believe that we are the largest corporate supporter of arts around the world. There are different programs under this overall platform. One of them is called Museums on Us. It's a free admission program for cardholders from Bank of America, whether you have a card from a credit or a debit card from the bank or from U.S. Trust or from Merrill Lynch. You can get into 230 museums free of charge the first weekend of every month.
Cool.
We also sponsor probably 15 or so major exhibitions every year. Right now we have the Warhol show at the Whitney Museum. We will sponsor it when it moves on to San Francisco and on to Chicago. We have a show on Winslow Homer and the Brandywine. We have a show on Renoir and Son at the Musée d'Orsay, just to give you a sense of the breadth of what we're supporting each year. We also have a program called Art in Our Communities. We have taken the bank's art collection, which we inherited from many of the banks that are now part of Bank of America, and turned it into a community resource where nonprofit museums can borrow full exhibitions from the bank. We pay for the shipping, and the program is designed to get the art out into the public, but also, too, to help those museums drive traffic and revenue. Mm-hmm. Many of these programs that we do are designed to help the museums thrive. They are important members of local communities, local economies. They do great things for their communities, providing education programs, and also, obviously, inspiring anybody who goes through the front doors. We also have a program called the Art Conservation Project. We started this in 2010. That program is designed to provide grants for cultural treasures that are in danger of degeneration. And the idea is to conserve them, help them be more stable. We've done 150 projects in 31 countries since we started that program in 2010. And I will tell you that of those 150 projects, that doesn't mean 150 pieces. Sometimes it is one piece, such as the Winged Victory that we helped support conservation of at the Louvre. But in the case of the Capitol Museum in Beijing, for example, one project included 2,000 woodblocks. So that is a very quick view of our program where museums are concerned. We're also a supporter of the performing arts, major global sponsor of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, of Alvin Ailey, and several other programs around the world.
So this is fabulous. And at this point in all of our lives, we need a little bit more, when I say art and culture, that sounds simplistic. And there are things going on. There are great institutions. I've just come back from a 10-day trip to Peru, where I saw some things, some wonderful objects, and had some experiences that needed support from people like you, from companies like you, to protect them. Because a lot of people don't appreciate the, some folks moving into areas, they don't appreciate what's there. They just kind of wipe the stuff out. And there are so many challenges that are facing institutions and some of these, the finds, if you will, that people need to be able to experience. I went into a little church museum down in Lima that I would never have known the things that the stories of the Catholic Church, but just one story that was not going to be told had somebody not taken the time and the effort and the money to dig out what was long since buried. There are a lot of treasures in Lima, actually. And so I get what the Bank of America is doing, and I think that you should be lauded for it, because it is the kind of stuff. We tend to sort of give this stuff short shrift for whatever the reason. I think one of the things is actually, Rita, I think back in my own education, maybe yours too, we didn't have a focus on lit and fine arts. Or if we did, it was misdirected. Did you have that experience when you were in school?
When I was in school, I would say the art focus was more about drawing and kind of getting you to be creative, as opposed to using art as something to better understand society and history and philosophy and all of those things. I think that came a little bit later.
Thank you for explaining it. This would be something for people to look forward to as much as anything else. If you got a Bank of America card, you can get into all of these museums without having to pay for it. I think Rena said the first week of every month. Rena DeSisto, Global Arts and Culture Executive at Bank of America. Thanks for being here on the DJB program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.